Dr. Penske dictating a female IME on Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, Pena, P-E-N-A. Lourdes Pena is a 52-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5-3-20, but at that time she slipped and fell onto her right knee. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, further evaluation led to a change of stance and be a final diagnosis of tendonitis in the knee. Period, this was treated surgically. Period, she has completed a course of active care. Period. New paragraph. Per the treatment records supplied, Ms. Pena was seen at Concentra on 5-7-20, stating on 5-3-20, she injured her knee while at the store shopping for things that her that patients need. Period. She had applied ice and taken Advil for the pain, but had not seen any interim, sought any interim treatment. Period. Examined the knee, found ecchymosis in the infrapatellar region with tenderness over the lateral joint line, medial joint line, and in the inferior pole of the patella. Period. There was full range of motion with pain. Period. She was diagnosed with fall on the same level from slipping, comma, strain of the left knee, and contusion of the left knee. Period. She was given pain-relieving gel and referred for physical therapy. Period. She followed up over the next few weeks and remained symptomatic. Period. MRI, the knee was done on 7-7-20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on, scratch that, on 6-23-20, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, also at Concentra. Period. He referred her for the just-mentioned MRI study. Period. Clinically, she had degenerative joint disease with possible meniscal tearing. Period. She returned on 7-14-20 to review the MRI results. Period. She did have tearing of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, as well as degenerative changes in the medial compartment. Period. There was evidence of intra-meniscal changes in the anterior horn of the lateral meniscus without a clear-cut tear. Period. She did have a large joint effusion. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee. Period. She followed up on 10-20-20. Reporting therapy was aggravating her knee. Period. They then elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. In paragraph 113-21, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery here. Period. She followed up with him postoperatively in his own office on 119-21. Period. He noted she had substantial osteoarthritic changes. Period. She was using bilateral axillary crutches. Period. He wanted her to participate in physical therapy and changed her medications. Period. He followed her progress concurrent with therapy. Period. As of the last visit with Dr. Lipschultz on 6-3-21, she did not have any swelling, but did have full range of motion. Period. Her biggest complaints were her left leg and low back. Period. He did not have a good etiology for that. Period. He had already cleared her for regular work duty and discharged her at that time. Period. He wanted her to see her family practitioner. Period. New paragraph. She actually had seen Their internist named Dr. Utreras, U-T-R-E-R-A-S, on 6/21/21. Period. She had a history of diverticulitis, comma, diverticulosis, comma, flat feet bilaterally, comma, internal hemorrhoids, comma, iron deficiency anemia due to chronic blood loss, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, and varicose veins of both lower extremities. Period. She had been seen by orthopedics, three workers' compensation for her injured right knee. Period. She was currently taking Ultracet, comma, Celecoxib, comma, and Omeprazole. Period. This primary care physician noted an antalgic gait, but performed an overall examination. Period. He diagnosed primary osteoarthritis of both knees and ordered MRI studies of both the right and left knees. Period. He referred her for physical therapy. Period. He diagnosed arthralgia of multiple joints and referred her to Cooper Bone and Joint Institute. Period. He ordered several different laboratory studies as well as a mammogram. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed bulky venous varicosities bilaterally. Period. There was healed portal scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Knee maneuvers normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly. Was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 5/3/20, Lourdes Pena slipped with her left foot and fell onto her right knee. Period. She sought treatment for this at Concentra 4 days later. Period. She was diagnosed with sprains and contusions and initiated on conservative care. Period. On 7/7/20, she had an MRI of the knee to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, she also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period, she did not respond to further conservative measures. Period, surgery was done on 1/13/21 to be inserted here. Period, she followed up with him postoperatively, and he released her to full duty in approximately June of 2021. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Pena found full range of motion of the knees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the knees were negative. Period. There was no tenderness about the knees or feet. Period. She had a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right knee. Period. Some of this assessment may be attributable to underlying osteoarthritis. Period. Similarly, her left knee MRI from 6/20/22 probably showed similar arthritis. Period. This reflects a non-work-related etiology. Period. End.